Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 512. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We've got a little different podcast for you this week. Instead of playing one track from each of the albums I picked up this week, we're going to focus on one compilation that just came out. It's a benefit album called Keep the Change, a fundraiser for Casey's service industry, and it's put out by Manor Records. This week, we're going to be talking to Sean Crowley. You may know him from his work with Manor Records or Manor Fest or running sound all over town or at Mills Records or any of the bands he's been in, like Mama's Boy and before that, Rev Gusto. Sean, thank you very much for being on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sid.
No problem. Let's jump right in. The new compilation is out by Manor Records, a label that I think you run. It is a little confusing to me on how that label works. And did it really just start with a house party?
Yeah, well, it's definitely something that's ever changing and ever growing, it feels like. Every time I give this answer, I feel like I'm adding on a little bit more, just because we keep kind of moving forward with it. But yeah, basically it's inspired from what me and a few members from like what were Rev Gusto transitioned into Mama's Boy. We all lived at a house in Shawnee, and we called it the Shawnee Manor. And we hosted a bunch of house shows in our, like, 3 years of living there, and, like, built a stage and a bar down there. It was pretty cool. We were pretty proud of it. But then, obviously, like, houses go. It deteriorated very, very quickly, too. So we had to get the heck out of there because it was getting pretty gross. The Manor Records is kind of what continued from it, because I still wanted to be doing something. It felt so cool to actually like have a hand in the local music scene when I was putting on these house shows. And I kind of led the hey, let's book shows in our house conversation. But everybody in the house and bands I was in at the time kind of pitched in with that. But now I'm like, how do I do that without having a venue? And that's kind of what Manor Records came up. So,
and I think you created something interesting, because the label is very much friends, it's family, it's people playing on other people's recordings. It's very organic, it is what it needs to be at all times. And I think that kind of follows through to what this compilation is, as you've kind of got those same friends together, pulling together for a common cause. Is that kind of how this all came together?
Yeah, no, you're right. It definitely, this compilation definitely shows a lot of like what these artists are all about when it comes to like being good people, I feel like. That's where, when all the lockdown or shutdown stuff, whatever you want to call it, came into effect, I video chatted with Wayne and Skylar, and we were like, okay, well, we're not going to just not do anything now that there's no shows, because we had to go ahead and cancel about 15 to 20 shows immediately when that happened, and two cassette releases and all this. So we were pretty bummed out, but we kind of turned around and we were like, okay, what can we do? So we made a plan of like 6 or 7 ideas of fundraising options. And we emailed every band that we thought would be interested, and kind of like, is somebody we've worked with part of that family we're talking about? And we pitched these ideas, and this was one of the one that everybody kind of immediately sunk their teeth into, and were like, I want to do a cover. Sounds easy. Sounds like it would be something that would be like, actually, we can actually let people have in a way. Cause right now you can't really give people something physical. So like putting out music still feels like you're giving people something, I feel like, right now. So it was for people in our immediate community, which was a big emphasis of everybody that was in that email communication. Also, we've just done some fundraising before, and I just like always had an emphasis of like really wanting to know where the money is going to. And sometimes when you do bigger things, you never really see where that money ends up. This one we just decided to do completely direct to like local businesses we knew and were comfortable with. And that have done stuff for us. So,
all right. So the title is Keep the Change, a fundraiser for Casey's service industry. Who within the service industry is this helping, and how?
Yeah. That's where the title is a little bit hesitant to exactly what it is, because it is just five businesses that have hosted Manor events in the last 3 years since we've been doing stuff and kind of regularly. Now, also, we chose these businesses because we just immediately saw how they were like directly affected with the coronavirus. Some people on the label, or if they play in bands, they might work at a few of these places or things like that. So it felt kind of like that is how this whole thing has affected a lot of like the people in my life, is mostly job security. And the idea of this fundraiser is that it goes to the staff of these companies, because we know that they just will not have any work. You know, when people are starting to reopen in these next few weeks, they might have one or two servers on, or might not even be considered able to open, or just still doing takeout. And that still is going to just not be enough for some people. So it was just a nice move, a nice gesture. And it also kind of, as a label leader, it's for me, it's like, okay, I want to keep my artists creative, active, and also in a way relevant. And you can kind of do all that with this project from a business aspect of like running a label, and also give back. So it's kind of like a win-win for everybody situation there. But yeah, and that's where we really just chose those five also, because if we could have chose 15 local businesses we wanted to do it to, but also those funds spread quick, and we kind of wanted to give a little bit of a chunk to each group if we could. So.
And who are the five businesses that have benefit from this?
Yeah, so Fox and Pearl, Voltaire, and... So Fox and Pearl, we did like a record fair at, and we were really about to hit the ground running with a few events, hopefully this summer with them. That kind of fell apart. So that's why we felt like we should do something with them. Voltaire, I booked down there for a couple of years separate from Manor, but they've just always been supportive, of me booking shows and doing that stuff. So I felt like that was included. Stray Cat Film Center, which isn't a restaurant, but they are have become a vital part of our local music scene, of that mid-level band, lower level, and also just the film industry and the independent film industry in Kansas City. And I don't know, they've just done so much for us. We immediately threw them in. Same with Blip. We've done events there with the fundraiser, and then that's Blip Roasters, and then Mockingbird Lounge, where we host Songbird Sundays every week. Obviously, that was a bummer that we're so used to being there every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. That's kind of like a weird thing to have free Sundays for us now. So.
Yeah, strange days indeed. Well, I want to stop talking about music and play some music. And I picked a track on this compilation that interests me. The band is called True Lions, and they are a band I've never heard of, playing a song called Pressure to Party by an artist I've never heard of. Well, what can you tell me about this track?
So True Lions is the brainchild of one of my favorite people, Allison Hawkins, and they have become very locally active and put out a few EPs in the last year, and I really enjoy it. But we have a shared love for this artist, Julia Jacqueline, and I think they may have chose that song partially because we are both fans. But Julia Jacqueline is this amazing singer-songwriter from Australia that just writes really nice stuff. So,
all right, well, let's play it then. This is True Lions with the song Pressure to Party. Thank you. Back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 512. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We've got a special episode this week as we talk to Sean Crowley from Manor Records about the new compilation, Keep the Change, a fundraiser for the KC service industry. I think we just heard a track there by The Wild Type. The song is called Hackensack, originally recorded by Fountains of Wayne, and very fitting, I think, for this tribute, as Adam Schlesinger, the frontman for Fountains of Wayne, did pass a few weeks ago from COVID, from COVID-19. So, Sean, thank you very much for being here. Is that a song that you knew was going to be on this compilation, or how did that work out?
We sent out the idea for the compilation about a week before I heard that news, but we gave the artists about 2 weeks to kind of, 2 weeks to kind of choose their song and record it. And we didn't know what a lot of people's songs were until we got the recorded finished track, to be honest with you. So I didn't know that Rachel chose that song until probably about a week before we actually released the comp. So it was after I've heard the news, but I don't know when it was exactly in her timeline of writing it. But I think she just did such a tasteful job of like honoring, you know, them in that song too.
Yeah. Definitely. I think it really hits home. This isn't just about inconveniences. It's about real people and their actual lives. So I think that the appearance of this on that compilation kind of brings that one home. Want to remind everyone to be safe. Think about kind of what's the future for Manor Records this summer, and how are things going to, when do you kind of return to Songbird Sundays and things like that?
Gosh. That just sounds so, it sounds so appealing. It sounds so easy to just go back to, you know what I mean? It's just like, but from what me and Wayne and Skylar, you know, and I recently moved in with my dad, in my situation, to actually make Manor Records more of a thing, until this all happened. So I am around somebody that is more susceptible now to COVID-19 than I would have been if I stayed living downtown by myself. And so that's definitely affected my actions in every day. And Wayne and Skylar feel similarly about some of the situations and people they have to be around and take care of and love. And so that's where we're not going to put our foot on the gas on shows until it's like completely good. And I don't see that being at least until next year. We've kind of written off 2020 as a show year for us. And we're going to figure out other ways that we can get artists seen. And we're kind of going through that process now of creativity. What are we going to do this year that's still going to get the word out, get some artists seen, keep that vibe of a local music communities, which I still think there can be some things depending on how this all goes. I don't see it going well at all this summer. So that kind of sucks. I feel like maybe if things went about a little bit differently earlier in the process, we might have seen a glimmer of hope this summer, but that's where I'm just not planning on it. So we've officially, well, not officially, I'm sending out the 66 emails that I sent to bands that we had reached out to for what we had planned for Manorfest 4 this year, which was going to be a big deal for us this year, but we never even got to the point of announcing it before all this happened, so that was kind of a bummer. So we're moving on, kind of giving us some cushion to plan for hopefully the next summer on that end. So that's kind of, we're bummed, but we're just kind of like a lot of people are right now, just adjusting, I think.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I mean, as sad as it is that we're going to be missing out on a lot of live music, it sounds like from your perspective, probably through all of 2020, I think it's the right thing to do. We got to keep people safe, and this is personal. And as you said, you've got a real personal connection to that too, with living with your father. Let's go ahead and play another track here. Play one last track, actually. I think that's all that we have time for this week. It's a track by Crystal. How did this come about?
Actually, that one is a fun story. Crystal's just an amazing local artist that we've met kind of more recently in the last year. They played our Halloween party at Stray Cat and kind of blew everybody away because she just stood up there with a bass guitar and literally made everybody in that packed room dance with just her vocals and a bass guitar. It was amazing. But she was worried that she didn't have the abilities to kind of record properly for this compilation when we reached out, and kind of said like, no, I don't think it's going to be something I can do. And then we were like, no, just like send us a phone recording of you playing something really simple. And she did, and it was beautiful. and it was some Sheryl Crow, and I was like, what? I remember listening to it, and I was just like, this is great. So I went in and kind of just put it in my GarageBand and put a master file on the track so that it would be boosted up a little bit in volume just to kind of match it with what else was on there. But it was perfect quality, and she sounded great. So I was like, I'm just glad that ended up happening, because I think that song is great to have on there. And it's very, like, relevant, because a lot of people do, they just are trying to have fun right now because it's like nice out, but we can't.
So wait, you're telling me this was recorded on an iPhone?
Yep, that's what I was told, at least. So that's what I'm going off of.
Okay, well, it sounds good, and I think we'll have folks listen to that in just a second. But first, I want to thank my guest for being here today. It's Sean Crowley from Manor Records, here to talk about Keep the Change, a fundraiser for the KC service industry, a new 13-song benefit compilation to support some of the venues around town that have been supportive of local music and the folks in the Manor Records family. Thank you very much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sid. I appreciate you spreading the word and doing this and being a part of the local music scene. Thank you.
All I wanna do is have a little fun before I die, says the man next to me out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name is William, but I'm sure he's Bill or Billy or Mac or Buddy. And he's playing ugly to me, and I wonder if he's ever had a day of fun in his whole life. We are drinking beer at noon on a Tuesday in a bar that faces a giant car wash. And the good people of the world are washing their cars on their lunch break, hosing and scrubbing as best they can in skirts and suits. They drive their shiny Datsuns and Buicks back to the phone company and the record store too. They're nothing like Billy and me, 'cause all I wanna do is have some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only one. All I wanna do is have some fun until the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard. All I wanna do is have some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only one. All I wanna do is have some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only one. All I wanna do is have some fun. I won't tell you, you are the only one. All I wanna do, have some fun. I got a feeling the party has just begun. All I wanna do is have some fun until the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard. Until the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard. Until sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening this week. This has been Too Much Rock Podcast number 512. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Sid Much Rock. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.